Two broken bottles. I heard two brown bottles and a white nose as I entered 5 years of confinement. This is a story that unfolded as it went on into the sea. Unseen footage and unseen facts, unseen requirements. I've seen extension, chicory tip, shopping central with the soundtrack again. All is beyond our equity, your future again. Since dust puts robin redbreasts in buffet again. Unseen footage, unseen facts. Exclamation is dying.
listeners, I ain't so romantic. First you help the turtles, now you help the carp.
Baby, 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 baby All right, that was Amy. Well, actually, it wasn't Amy Dineo. It was the Tone Dogs, her band, before she went solo. And the song, When Bush Was Head of the CIA. Yes, that's from their the early middle years CD. Nice compilation of their work. And then before that was Ghost Rider. I know it's a cover, but I can't recall the band name right now. By the Gorries, revisualized by the Gorries. And then we heard Dawson and George Bush's Family Oil Business from their Cheese Market CD. And we started with The Fall and Cowboy George from the Your Future, Our Clutter. This is the Ugly American Edition. Hi, I'm Phil. Happy 4th of July. Coming up on Monday. I know Enzo's going to have a delicious time if he's on. I don't know if he got a sub or not. Anyway, let's keep going, shall we? This is, I think this is Freedom Tickler by Triclops. Yes!
Yeah. 1980 Mississippi rising from the ash and embers. Nothing I can imagine me forgiving you. Nothing I can imagine that left you. Another warning from the lake of people bleeding. The wealthy moaning in America, the kids are up.
Into the wall.
All right. Oh, yeah. That was Down by Law from their first album, American Dream. I think featured members of, Dag Nasty. I think that's Dave Smalley. Is that that guy's name? Yeah, Dave Smalley. David Kaz, among others. Anyway, that's from that album, American Dream. Before that was Ted Leo and the Pharmacists from his last one, and the song from his last album called Brutus Bricks, and the song Morning in America. Then we heard Triclops and Freedom Tickler in there. So this is WRAR 97.3. Hey, welcome to Friday Breakfast Blend. Some of you might be off and not even awake and listening to me yet. Sorry. Anyway, this is the cynical American edition for your listening pleasure. Ronald McDonald House Charities of Richmond accepts grant applications from local nonprofit organizations whose program help children reach their fullest potential in three distinct areas: civic and social services, education and the arts, healthcare and medical research. To request an application, email the house at grants@richmondrmhc for Ronald McDonald House Charities.org or call 804-355-6517. Yes. Hey, guess what? WRAR is pleased to join the City of Richmond, Richmond Venture Richmond, and corporate sponsors Dominion Power and Mead West Vaco to present RVA fireworks on the James on Sunday, July 3rd, starting at 6 p.m. on Browns Island. This evening of patriotic family fun will feature music by the School of Performing Arts in Richmond Community, the Richmond Youth Symphony, and Richmond Ballet's Minds in Motion Dance, as well as a fireworks display by the world-famous pyrotechnics Grucci. WRAR is excited to be simulcasting the music played during the fireworks display. Okay, let's see. It's 6:34. Oh, hey, guess what? It's time for some Iggy Pop in Wild America.
Mexican with a butchie girlfriend.
Oh my God, I think it's time to do a New York set. America, here comes some New York Cub.
Pietro lives out of the Wilshire Hotel. He looks out a window without glass. The walls are made of cardboard. Newspapers on his feet, and his father beats him because he's too tired to beg. He's got 9 brothers and sisters. They're brought up on their knees. It's hard to run when a coat hanger beats you on the thighs. Pedro dreams of being older and killing the old man, but that's a slim chance. He's going to the boulevard. He's gonna end up on the dirty boulevard. He's going out to the dirty boulevard. He's going down to the dirty boulevard. This room costs $2,000 a month. You can believe it, man, it's true. Somewhere a landlord's laughing till he wets his pants. No one dreams of being a doctor or a lawyer or anything. They dream of dealing on the dirty boulevard. Give me, you're hungry, you're tired, you're poor. That's what the statue of bigotry says. You're poor huddled masses, let's club them to death and get it over with and just dump them on the boulevard. Get them out on the dirty boulevard. Going out to the dirty boulevard. They're going down on the dirty boulevard. Going out. Outside, it's a bright night. There's an opera at Lincoln Center. Movie stars arrive by limousine. The Klieg lights shoot up over the skyline of Manhattan, but the lights are out on the mean streets. A small kid stands by the Lincoln Tunnel. He's selling plastic roses for a buck. The traffic's backed up to 39th Street. The TV whores are calling the cops out for a suck. And back at the Wilshire, Pedro sits there dreaming. He's found a book on magic in a garbage can. He looks at the pictures and stares up at the cracked ceiling. At the count of three, he says, I hope I can disappear and fly, fly away from this dirty boulevard. I want to fly, yeah, from the dirty boulevard. I want to fly from the dirty boulevard. I want to fly, 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 fly from the dirty boulevard. I want to fly away. I want to fly. Fly, fly away, yeah. I wanna fly. Fly, fly away.
Fly, fly, fly away.
Fly, fly, fly.
Fly, 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 fly away.
Fly, fly away, yeah.
Sector. What can just one of us do against all that money and power trying to crush us into roaches? We won't destroy society in a day until we change ourselves first from the inside out. We can start by not lying so much and treating other people like dirt. It's so easy not to base our lives on how much we can stand. You know, it feels good to lift that monkey up off the back. Time for live in a place where we say the things to do without being taken out and shot. Swallow God against the goons trying to take my rights away. We've got to rise above the need for cops and laws. Let kids of communication instead of school push competition about more on theater instead of sports. Keep the policy jobs, let's legalize them. Crime drops on the market present. Budgets in the red, let's tax free the hitchhike. No one will do it for us. We'll just have to fix ourselves. Honesty ain't all that hard. Just put Rambo back inside your pants. Causing trouble for the system's much more fun. For the toilet paper, it's actually less to me. Look around, we're all people who need countries anyway. I think I love it too. I think I love it more than you. I care enough to fight the stars and stripes of corruption. Let's bring it on down. Let's bring it on down. Let's bring it on down. If we don't try, if we just fly, if we can't find a way to.
Other than this, we will. WRAR 90s LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. That was Stars and Stripes of Corruptions. Corruptions? Of Corruption by Dead Kennedys from their last album, Frankenchrist. Great song. One of my favorite, most inspirational songs. You can start by not lying so much and treating other people like dirt. Get it? Anyway, we have to fix ourselves. All that jazz. Before that was Alex Chilton and Guantanamerica. And then we heard Lou Reed, Dirty Boulevard, the quintessential New York City man, I think. And then The Kills was before that with What New York Used to Be, New York City by Cub. And then Rockaway Beach was in there by the Ramones, and we did Iggy Pop long ago. This is the Friday Breakfast Blend, and we are being cynical little Americans here on the Friday show. I hope you're okay with that. I know, whatever. You know what? You got to criticize to improve, I think. Anyway, let's see. Oh, you know what? It's time to declare independence. A little Bjork for us, huh? Oh, man sakes alive.
Declare independence. Don't let them do that to you. Declare independence. Don't let them do that to you. Don't let them do that to you. Declare independence. Don't let them do that to you.
Declare independence. check forward. Take a step and move one check forward.
WRIR-LP was granted a license by the Federal Communications Commission to serve the public interest as a public trustee until October 1, 2011. Our license will expire on October 1, 2011. We have filed an application for license renewal with the FCC. A copy of this application is available for public inspection during our regular business hours. It contains information concerning the station's performance during the last 6 years. Individuals who wish to advise the FCC of facts relating to our renewal application and to whether the station has operated in the public interest should file comments and petitions with the Commission by September 1, 2011. Further information concerning the Commission's broadcast license renewal process is available at 1621B West Broad Street, Richmond, Virginia, or may be obtained from the FCC, Washington, D.C., 20554.
That was Fort USA by the Weirdos. Then we heard Brighton Port Authority, BPA, with Emmy the Great from I Think We Need a Bigger Boat. We're going to need a bigger boat. Song Seattle. Very touching American song, I think. Smash It Up by International Noise Conspiracy is in there. And then T-Wrench did Forward to the Past. I had to thrash it out. Big Black did the title Ugly American. And Bjork started off with Declare Independence. You're listening to Archaeology by Ape Has Killed Ape. Yeah, very Planet of the Apes kind of thing. Hey, guess what? Everybody knows not to put their hands in the mouth of a snake, but accidents happen. If a poisonous snake bites you or someone you know, call Poison Help at 1-800-222-1222 right away. Their experts will determine if the snake is poisonous and tell you what signs to watch for and what to do. If the snake is not poisonous, you will need to wash the wound and check with your doctor. You may need a tetanus booster shot. This is the Friday Breakfast Blend, Ugly American Edition. Underbellies, unite. Cynics, unite. That's what it's about. We have a message from our sponsor coming up. Just a moment. We'll be right back.
corrected for trace elements and new. Anyone failing to display the mandatory black velvet Mexican-style painting of President Quayle on their living room wall will be shot. Under provisions of zero tolerance and the Child Protection and Obscenity Enforcement Act, all property and life savings of suspected drug users and distributors of pornography will be seized and sold prior to trial. Cameras and surveillance equipment will be placed on all lampposts and streetlights. Anyone who fails to attend prescribed worship services on Sunday will be promptly arrested and dispatched to a re-education resort. Stay in your homes. Remain calm. The number one enemy of progress is questions. National security is more important than individual rights. Fourth broadcast will proceed as scheduled. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or your supervisor. Shut up. Be happy. Obey all orders without question. Shut up. Consume. The comfort you've demanded is now mandatory. At last, everything is done for you.
Here's a beat I can't resist. So let's get up and dance the American Eagle. Two or three small eggs are laid in a nest, which an eagle made. Eagle eggs in our American nation spend 35 days in incubation. The eagle parents take turnabout, keeping eggs warm until the chicks hatch out. Now the kids are small for the first several weeks, and the parents pop food into their beaks. And if an eagle would make a wish for a treat to eat, it would want a fish. When a fish is caught, it's an eagle convention. The parents divide it and the kids pay attention. But later on, when a fish is caught, the kids divide it up like they were taught. Sticks and branches are eagle toys. Holding on is taught there, girls and boys. They pluck baby feathers as new ones show up. They keep on plucking as they grow up. Ma and Pa teach many things, like jumping up and down and flapping their wings. Eagle kids flap and jump and cry, and after weeks of practice, they're ready to fly. But if they won't fly out of that nest, Papa keeps their food until they pass the test. At the age of one, the kids leave home to make their way in the world alone. And after a 4 or 5 year wait, they settle down with a lifetime mate. Together they sleep and hunt and eat and fly as high as 10,000 feet. On a clear and cloudless summer day, they can spot a fish 3 miles away. When they build nests, they build heavy ones, some as heavy as 1 or 2 tons. Let's hope the eagle is here to stay as the emblem of the U.S. of A.
This is the WRIR Community Calendar. I'm Miles Barnett. The Anderson Gallery of Virginia Commonwealth University presents a Wednesday evening happy hour program called Get Fresh, Slow Food RVA with Style Weekly restaurant critic John Haddad on June 29th from 5 to 7 p.m. Celebrate the taste of summer, connect with area growers, and learn about sustainability, biodiversity, and Richmond's food community, all while sampling locally produced seasonal foods. For more Wednesday happy hour at the Anderson Gallery events in July, visit www.arts.vcu.edu/Anderson Gallery. The Anderson Gallery is located at 907.5 West Franklin Street. The Visual Arts Center of Richmond is currently registering for its summer classes for kids and adults. Classes run June through August. The Visual Arts Center is located at 1812 West Main Street. For more information, visit www.visarts.org. Elwood's Cafe features live music on most Friday and Saturday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. Open mic night is on Wednesdays from 7 to 10 p.m. Elwood's Cafe is located at 10 South Thompson Street. For more information, visit www.elwoodscafe.com. 1708 Gallery is pleased to announce its upcoming exhibition, Elusive Insurgency, a site-specific mixed-media installation by Minnesota artist Liz Miller. The exhibition's opening reception is on Friday, July 15th from 6 to 8 p.m. and will feature a talk by the artist at 6:30. The exhibition is on view through Saturday, August 20th. 1708 Gallery is located at 319 West Broad Street. For more information, visit www.1708gallery.org. At Gallery 5, from July 1st to 30th, help celebrate Sabbath at Stony Point School's 2010-2011 Umbrella Project, an exploration of music and sound. See all the ways the students of Sabbath investigated, hypothesized about, and played with music and sound this school year. Gallery 5 and Sabbath at Stony Point present a community hands-on activity day on July 16th from 11 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. Come for a special day of activities for children and families featuring art, music, and science, all centered around the Umbrella Project. Sabbath at Stony Point believes that children are powerful thinkers. Come see for yourself. Gallery 5 is located at 200 West Marshall Street downtown. For more information, visit www.gallery5arts.org.
And I'm Georgia Rudolph. The Richmond Public Library's main branch features Fun Fridays every Friday this summer. Children's activities start at 10 a.m. and activities for tweens start at 3 p.m. Join the library staff each Friday for fun games, movies, stories, and crafts celebrating the exciting summer reading program called Amazing Tales. Main branch of the library is located at 101 East Franklin Street. For more information, visit www.richmondpubliclibrary.org. Galleries on and off historic Broad Street downtown will open new exhibits on Friday, July 1st, as part of the First Friday's Art Walk in Richmond. Galleries include 1708, Quirk, Ghost Print, the Visual Arts Studio, Metro Space, and Gallery 5, plus many more. There's food, street entertainment, and shopping too. For more information, visit www.firstfridaysrichmond.com. The Virginia Museum of Fine Arts presents Friday Art and Wine in the best cafe and galleries of VMFA. Theme guided tours of the galleries are given at 7 and 7:30 p.m. each Friday night. VMFA is located at 200 North Boulevard in Richmond. For more information, visit www.vmfa.museum. This WRIR calendar was produced by Miles Barnett and Georgia Rudolph. These events can be viewed by visiting www.wrir and clicking Community Calendar. Send your future events to wrircommunitycalendar@gmail.com.
The British are coming! The British are coming!
Now the ride of Paul Revere set the nation on its ear, and the shot at Lexington heard round the world.
British fired in the early dawn. The War of Independence had begun. The die was cast, the rebel flag unfurled. And on to Concord marched the foe, to seize the arsenal, there you know, waking folks and searching all around. So our militia stopped them in their tracks. At the old North Bridge we turned them back and chased those redcoats back to Boston town. Our shot heard round the world, well, the start of the revolution. The Minutemen were ready on the move. Take your powder, take your guns, report to General Washington. Hurry men, there's not an hour to lose. Now famous Bunker Hill, even though we had lost, it was quite a thrill. The rebel colonel, Prescott, proved he was wise. Outnumbered and low on ammunition, as the British stormed his position, he said, hold your fire till you see the whites of their eyes. Though the next few years were rough, General Washington's men proved they were tough. Those hungry, ragged boys would not be beat. One night they crossed the Delaware, surprised the Hessians in their lair, and Valley Forge just bundled up their feet. Now the shot heard round the world, well, the start of the revolution. The Minutemen were ready on the move. Take your blankets, take your sons, report to General Washington. We've got our rights and now it's time to prove. Well, they showed such determination that they won the admiration of countries across the sea like France and Spain, who loaned the colony ships and guns and put the British on the run and the Continental Army on its feet again. Though we lost some battles too, the Americans swore they'd see it through. They kept up raiding parties, hit and run. At Yorktown, the British could not retreat. Bottled up by Washington and the French fleet, Cornwallis surrendered, and finally we had won. Hooray! And shot heard round the world, it was the end of the revolution. The Continental rebel took the day. And the father of our country beat the British there at Yorktown. Brought freedom to you and me and the USA. God bless America.
Invented by the twice before. Don't wanna come back no more. Hope the wizard be the loss of them all. But time is now, let's run around. For sure. Feeling up, breaking down again. That's the way the story goes. We all run to see two masses, yeah. But all of us must want to come. Ah! My hope is in the next decay. Celebration for the fear around.
American Patrol behind me, Glenn Miller. All the soldiers out there fighting in foreign lands for business. It's not for pleasure. Question. Never mind. I'm not going to ask it. Forget it. Just think for yourself. Hey, check it out. That was Causey Way just a second ago in Commandments. Then before that, we heard the band Brick from their Automan CD. And the song Flag, and then Melt Banana totally tore up Surfing USA. Awesome. And then we heard Ween doing the Schoolhouse Rock Shot Heard Round the World, and I dedicate that to Sarah Palin. Perhaps if she listened to that song, she might understand what the whole Paul Revere thing was about. Yeah. Then before the community calendar was American Eagle by Bruce Hack. And then we heard message from our sponsor, Keith LeBlanc, with Jell-O. Thanks for the call, by the way. Appreciate it. Hey, WRER is being partially underwritten by Mekong Restaurant. Since 1995, Mekong Restaurant has been serving Vietnamese cuisine and a daunting selection of Belgian and fine American craft beer to Richmond diners. Located at 6004 West Broad Street, Mekong is open for lunch, dinner, and private events. More information available at 804-288-8929 or online at mekongva.com. 7:48 coming up at 8 o'clock, Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman. This is the Friday Breakfast Blend. I know that this is a little bit of an ugly American edition. It's okay. Cynics are cool. But let's go ahead and have a nice little barbecue on Monday, shall we, if the weather holds? We're going to do a little Reagan Youth and Beautiful Day coming right up.
We'll be right back.
That was UK subs, if you care. War on the Pentagon. Before that was America the Beautiful by DOA. And then we started with It's a Beautiful Day by Reagan Youth. You're listening to Mark Halada from his America Texavia CD and Beautiful America. A little polka to get the out. Yes. I got one more song to end with here at the Cynical America Friday Breakfast Blend. Thanks for listening. Appreciate it. Have a great 4th. Be careful out there. Just remember, step away after lighting, okay? Don't sit there with a firework in your hand because that's dumb. All right, this has been the Friday Breakfast Blend. I'll see you guys later. Have a great 4th. Bye-bye now.
The news, wars, peace, freedom and slavery, ignorance is strength. God bless you. Good night.
WRERLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet.
From Pacifica, this is Democracy.